Good evening. You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I hope everyone's had a wonderful, cold, rainy Tuesday. Hopefully the weather is going to get better soon. I'm kind of sick of it.
I think it's supposed to be like this the whole week. But
well,
hopefully we make it to the weekend.
Then I hope we make it to the weekend too.
Turn around.
We're here with the lovely Amanda, as always.
Hello.
And special guest.
Hello.
He speaks. We got some fun stuff coming your way today, I think. I hope. Lots of music. Lots of new music recently.
Yes, I have a bunch of new songs on my playlist.
Yes. Is like Tuesday still like you like album release day? Is that still the thing?
I've seen a bunch on Friday more recently.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew Tuesday used to be.
The convention always used to be Tuesday, and I think maybe in like Europe or England, Monday. They release things on Mondays. I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
I feel like the streaming model has changed it because it's not like an official album release anymore where they can just be, here's my music whenever.
So I guess the weekend makes more sense then. Anyways.
Yes?
I don't know. I think that's kind of it for now. Unless you have something to say.
What was the last song?
The first song I listened to was Nerves by Fourth Wanderers.
What is this song?
This song is Youth by Beach Fossils. I enjoy surf music a lot.
Yeah. No, so do I.
But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I feel like you really have to kind of like be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's true.
My friends in high school wrote one like surf song and it was so funny because it was just so different than like all of their other songs. And then they just came out with like, I don't know. It got a very distinctive like drum beat. Mm. I don't know. Ben, maybe you can speak to that. You do percussion things, right?
I cannot speak to that because I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I was doing something else.
Rude.
I'm trying to find the home of this important tax document.
Oh.
Don't leave your tax documents in the station.
Don't do that. None of that.
All right. Let's see if Amanda has a song for us. Amanda?
Let me find it.
She's going to find it. And then we're going to play it.
Yes, it's a brand new Bleachers song.
Wow.
So get excited.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay.
Coming at you. Just kidding. Technical difficulties are arising. Amanda is trying her hardest. She's pressing all of the buttons. We got full volume.
Do you have the right one plugged in? Because I'm pretty sure the other one also says off.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't. What's this? What's okay?
It's a mystery cord. Mystery cord.
Somebody broke me once, love was a currency, a shimmering balance act, I think that I laughed at that. And I saw your face and hands, covered in sun and then, I think I understand, well I understand. But we fight, stay up late, in my dreams, on the blade, different sides of the bed, roll your eyes, shake my head, now we're stuck. And I cut off my t-shirt sleeves and claim a new continent. Till I saw your face and hands covered in sun and then I think I understand, well I understand. But we fight, stay up late, in my dreams, on the blade, different sides of the bed, roll your eyes, shake my head, now we're stuck.
Every love you got.
without weight now, and you're looking at the heartless. Just don't take them off. You steal the air out of my lungs, you make me feel it. I pray for everything we lost, buy back the secrets. Your hand forever's all I want. Don't take the money. Well, don't take the money. I'm grateful for everything we love.
All right, we're back. We just listened to Don't Take the Money by Bleachers. That was Amanda's song that she picked for us. And after that, we listened to Do the Whirlwind by Architecture in Helsinki. That's one of my all-time favorite songs from childhood. Anyways, we have an over-under segment coming at you. This one is in honor of opening day, having been the other day, and my love for the Boston Red Sox. So, Ben and Amanda, and anyone who's listening, who wishes to pitch in.
Yeah, all in. Oh, wow. That was good.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Overrated or underrated? When you get ice cream at the ballpark and you can pay like an extra like $2 to get it in one of the little plastic helmets with like your team logo on it, or to not? Is it?
Are you asking? Would you rather?
I'm saying is it? Would it be? Is it overrated to pay the extra $2 to get the helmet, the ice cream in the helmet?
For $2.
Or however much it costs. I'm going to assume it's around $2. Maybe a dollar. Maybe a $1.50.
I don't know. It's like $5.
Okay. For however overpriced it is it overrated or underrated?
I mean, to be honest, I think the like overratedness depends on how overpriced it is.
All right, should I do some research? Yeah, we'll.
What are we Googling? Plastic baseball bats.
Look up like Fenway Park ice cream menu.
Oh, I got it right.
Wow, go internet and go Amanda.
Okay, you can get 30 of them for $40. They're cheap.
No, but those are wholesale.
They mark them up. Because dollar or ice cream's already nice. $4 or $5, and then if you want the hat, then you're up to $7.
We were talking about
this is the same ballpark that sells hot dog for $6.50. So
all right, you know what? A Fenway Frank is a Fenway Frank. You're not gonna get that anywhere else. It's great.
I know. I'm just saying, it's still $6.50.
All right. Honestly, price doesn't matter to me. I think those things are great. Because when I was growing up, my parents had a bunch of them, and I don't know, it was fun. It was cute. So I think they're probably underrated because of the price. They're underrated because people don't buy them. Does that make sense?
Yes? I think that argument makes sense.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, Ben?
They're the sort of ballpark memorabilia that I would probably least want. Because I would probably rather spend the extra money and go on a bobblehead day.
Okay.
That's true.
Even if it's just the little bats, one of the bat days or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
if we're comparing to other things, yeah.
But I'm just saying, I feel, maybe.
It's tricky.
Slightly overrated. I'd say overrated because it's the lowest on my ranking of ballpark memorabilia.
Okay, I'm glad you have it settled in your head. Your list, it's good.
Yeah, it's itemized for 1 to 30.
1 to 3 or 1 to 30?
1 to 30.
What's item number one?
Signed.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Anything, baseball, jersey, bat.
Signed Fenway Frank.
Wow.
By David Ortiz.
Incredible.
In mustard.
Oh, wow.
Signed in mustard. I'd say that's number one memorabilia.
Did he take a bite out of it too, or no?
No, he couldn't bite into all of them. That was a game day.
All right, my personal opinion, I'm kind of with Amanda on that one. I don't care if it costs me the three extra bucks. Cute. I want to eat it out of a helmet.
Right.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
Also, and then you keep the helmet.
My mom, I have distinct memories of my mom being like, oh, we'll go into the bathroom and we'll wash them out and we'll take them home.
Yeah.
Because you have to take them home.
Oh, I'm not going to pay extra to not take it home.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying
it's not like you're paying extra and then you're just going to throw it out. Right. We have definitely have a stack at home and I still will eat my ice cream. In the cup at home.
true. My song just ended.
Amanda's song
that
just
was,
ended.
A new Alt-J song called 3WW.
Have you heard their newest single? Came out like slightly more recently. I haven't heard it.
Recently, I
so
don't.
I was just
maybe
curious.
I have. I was listening to their music the other day, and this was the one I picked for tonight. But
cool.
Lots
maybe,
of new things.
Maybe.
I'm sure it will Let's be see. Played between now and when their album is released.
Probably.
So check out. Listen for that.
All right. Indeed. Well, since our music ended, maybe that's our cue to stop talking.
I
play
like,
more
I feel
music.
Like that's the cue to keep talking, but this isn't my show, so.
Well.
Here comes the music.
Music.
Thank you.
We're back.
We are back.
And we listened to some music in the meantime.
We did.
The song we listened to right after our last break was Source Tags and Codes by the band dot 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 and You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. And then Amanda just played for us Doing Good by Milky Chance.
It's brand new from them.
Brand new. So much new music. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it's related to it kind of being like spring, changing of the seasons,
oh, you're gonna get
and new.
This right
well,
now.
No, I don't know.
I think they were just. I think they were just like, Amanda needs a new song.
Yeah,
right. Just for Amanda.
I have been needing some new music.
Okay,
so,
you just know. Called them up.
Yeah,
you're like, hey,
I was like, hey guys,
if you could release your new song,
tunes, please. I really need that.
I'm sure they would do it for you.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just random girl.
Do you like cool. Milky or Chance better?
I don't know.
Because it's two guys,
never
right?
Been asked. Yeah. Is that where the name comes from? I didn't know if I missed something.
I don't know. Anyways, I think Ben had some over-unders for us.
I do have some over-unders. So the first one, well, they're related.
I was in Virginia this past weekend visiting a friend at UVA, and as some people might not know, it's like a very Thomas Jefferson themed school because he was like the first president or whatever.
What exactly does that what entails being like, yeah, Thomas Jefferson
theme. Like so many things around the school are like Thomas Jefferson's blah blah blah.
Oh,
and and like TJ is like their idol down there.
Wow.
Cute. Okay.
And so my first over under is Thomas Jefferson, overrated, underrated as a president, writer of important documents, anything like that.
Wow.
We had a conversation on a previous show about Thomas Jefferson.
We did.
Yes. Well, it might not have been about a previous show. I think it was just I don't know.
It was
share your opinions
about.
On Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Amanda.
Oh, no, I was going to push it on to you.
Oh,
first.
I see how it is. You ask us a history question and just down the drain.
I've never been a history person, so I don't know as much as I probably should.
I feel like I can't comment on his merits. Like,
no, not with like rating him. He was obviously pretty significant.
Yikes. As a the forefather to our nation.
You can say neutral. You can say appropriately rated.
I think maybe he was a little bit underrated, not in his not in his time period context, but as of what people think today.
Sure.
I feel like he kind of gets pushed aside. Maybe people don't really care or think about our very early presidents as much. And sure. I feel like maybe he kind of gets overshadowed by our good friend George Washington or Babe Lincoln. you know, I think that's maybe true. People tend to forget how important he was in kind of forming our founding principles that we still follow today.
Of course.
That was a pretty
well
good turnaround
I had to say. Good job, Emma.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would agree. I would definitely say he's underrated, given that other people don't generally know that much about him. He's pretty sweet. Was a pretty dope president. And the Constitution.
Yeah.
Definitely pretty awesome, the fact that he wrote that.
And we still use it today.
And is like the model for basically every
thing that we do.
Every country does, pretty much.
That is also true. Yeah.
Except for communism. But we're not going to talk about that.
Nope.
Nah, not tonight.
Cool. So
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Thomas.
Follow-up one. Hamilton, the musical, overrated, underrated?
I have a lot of thoughts on this subject.
This seems like the appropriate time to share them.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
I don't know where to start. I'll start with my dear sister, whom I love very, very much, really was into Hamilton.
Sure.
She does theater and stuff, so she was very obsessed with it. And a lot of my friends from home, too, are kind of in that same theater kind of realm. So they, oh my goodness, they can sing all the songs. I was just surrounded by it when it first came out. And my thoughts on it are, I don't particularly like the style of music that they chose to do this, but I kind of understand why they did. I think that it was one of like the only ways to get our population like excited about a very like important historical story, if that makes sense. I think that if they just stuck to like classical music or, you know, something that was more like fitting with the time, I think it kind of would have just gotten brushed. Like the beauty of Hamilton is that they were able to take something so like intellectual and important and put such a like modern spin on it. So personally, not my taste, but I think it was beautifully executed.
Yeah.
And served its purpose in that manner.
And going off from that, like, I feel like it's appropriately rated because, like, you've got some people that were, like, diehard fans, and then also some who, like, I don't know, it's like the whole musical theater thing, too. Like, if it's not your thing, like, that could affect that whole deal. But, yeah, I don't know. I think, I've never been, like, a huge theater person anyways, so.
Sure. But, Yeah, but it definitely was different than anything that had ever been done before.
Right.
I don't know what our forefathers would think if they heard their, you know, their contributions being rapped, but I don't think that should really matter, I guess.
Yeah.
Because overall, I think it changed the way people think about our history, and mm-hmm. if that's how you got to do it, then good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, thoughts?
I also think it's overrated. I think it's a fantastically well done show and fantastically well done take on a story. You know, there's, if you go in like bookstores now, they have this biography of Hamilton that has the stamp of like the inspiration behind the musical Hamilton.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, because it's just Hamilton's story and it's what he was reading when he wrote. I'm now forgetting his name. It's Manuel Miranda, I believe his name. But not really like the musical inspiration, and it's funny to say that. But yeah, I would say it's overrated because a lot of people like really love it.
Yeah,
I was
definitely going crazy.
This weekend I was with some people who were like really, really, really into it. And I was not necessarily that into it.
Yes, I have also been in that.
In those situations.
Yes, when your friends can belt out every word to a song, and you know, a Broadway musical song that goes on for many minutes, and you want them to stop, but you are too nice to ask them to stop. Yes, all right, that was good.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was a great, great conversation. Amanda, would you like to play a song? Or do you want... Oh, we could rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, shall we?
Yeah, we shall. Yeah, we'll just do one, though. Wait, all right. Are you ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors,
shoot.
Ooh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
She beat me.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, I'll play a song. Also, shout out to Caitlin, who's listening right now. She wanted me to... Turns the mic off. That was rude. But Caitlin, thanks for listening.
We'll be right back.
got dreams, dreams to remember. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. Honey, I saw you there last night. Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I feel inside. All I know, I walked away and cried. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. Listen to me.
I've got dreams.
Just a friend, but I saw him kiss you again and again. These eyes of mine, they don't fool me. Why did he hold you so tenderly? I've got dreams to remember. Listen, honey.
Oh, you have not heard of Graham Natchez.
Sorry.
I could never have believed that you would have tuned and started on the same note, but you could do it.
I didn't believe it either.
He's quicker than most normal human beings, and sometimes I forget. It's very quick. Don't want to play mumbly peg with him, he'll steal your leg.
This is a song about changes that everyone else, you know, goes through at the same time. My head is hanging heavy with the thoughts of him in mind. It is sacrilege for us to take advantage of the blind. So tell before you come to me from out of yonder skies. A man's a man who looks a man right between the eyes. And the pain that we could bring to him, I don't think he could beat. Please don't ask me how I know. I've just been up that street, and all the people living there have been silenced by their own lies. A man's a man who looks a man right between the eyes. From experience, I know how he would feel. Waking up and finding that his one love wasn't real. But the age of truth will soon appear. Aquarius arrives. A man's a man who looks a man right between the eyes.
All right, we are back. We are back. That was just a little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the song Right Between the Eyes. That was a nice little vinyl pick we had from our giant vinyl library. Before that, we listened to I've Got Dreams to Remember by Otis Redding. Before that, Marcel by Hers. And now we have a PSA from unnamed guest number one. We're so happy to have her back. Really, I don't understand how she makes it here every week. I'm so honored.
It's really no trouble at all. All right. Tonight I've got a PSA about Tufts Open Call. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community as well as the general public to their weekly meeting in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. And the next event is this Thursday, April 6th at 8:45 p.m. in the 7th floor Dowling Hall Lounge. Thank you,
unnamed guest number one.
What is that?
It sounds like a great time. I honestly don't know much about it.
Do you think it's related to another option?
I think it's, yeah, definitely.
I think it's, yeah.
I think, yes. Maybe.
Amanda's back here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's,
wait, unnamed guest, unnamed guest, she's gone. To, like,
really quick, yeah. Peace out.
Mid-sentence, almost. Yeah. It seems like.
Really did seem that way, didn't it? Yeah, not sure. Not sure what that is.
Cool. Great.
Awesome.
Good.
Thought
love
you
it.
Should know about it, though.
Sweet.
All right. Amanda, do you have another song for
us? Do you have an open call for songs to play? Go indeed. For it. That was,
indeed.
That was a terrible pun.
No, yeah.
Indeed.
It's too much.
Ben, you're fired.
From what?
Oh, Devil by Electric Guest. We have another guest that joined us today.
She's quite electric.
She's quite electric.
So electric.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
I am Rachel. I am taking photos awkwardly of you guys.
You can hear those photos later.
No, you can't.
Yeah, probably not.
You can see them, though, in the newspaper.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Ooh, which edition?
I have no idea. Does that make me a bad journalist?
No.
No.
Well, we appreciate you coming, Rachel.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping us company on this.
Thank you for having me.
Always. You've been listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Medford?
I don't know why I said it like that. Amanda, do you have anything else to say?
Just hope that everyone has a fantastic week. Keep enjoying April.
Ditto. Yeah.
Maybe not the rain part.
Agreed. Ben?
Reiterating everything Amanda said, and also apologies for my terrible dad jokes. They've been really bad tonight.
They have.
They've been very bad.
Yeah.
You just gotta get it all out. It's okay.
Yes.
All right, I think that's Ben signing off.
Yep. Bye.
All right, here's our last song. Stay tuned for Yam Sessions coming up next. Yes.